Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we have a letter from St. Faustina to her friend Sister Justina, written from Prandnik from 1938. Prandnik, 1938. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Dearest Sister Justina, thank you for your letter, Sister. Forgive me for not replying sooner, but I am praying for you, Sister, and prayer is more useful than writing. I am convinced that you love the Lord Jesus and that you immolate yourself before him as a sacrificial offering through active love. May our offering be silent and pure, so that only his divine eye may take delight in it. I think you have already made considerable progress in the interior life, Sister. I am now already close to death, and am waiting for God's call with longing. However, I do not know when this will happen. I am writing these few words with a trembling hand, because I am consumed by fever. It seems to me that this is my last letter to you, Sister. Please pray very much for me, because I am in need of prayer. I am still in Prandnik, but I do not know how much longer. Oh, how good it is to live one's entire life solely for God. Then, too, love increases in the last hour. Oh, Sister dear, let us love Jesus intensely, for love drives out fear. I am very little. I have done nothing great for him, but I have always trusted in his love. God's mercy is immense and incomprehensible, and we should not be afraid of God. Instead of fear, let us strive to make love blaze up in our hearts. Only love sanctifies the soul. I rejoice when I call to mind that this feeling of pure friendship, which we struck up in the novitiate, has endured until now. This is a sign that Jesus has been the link between us. Try to be a good religious, Sister, so that your death will also be sweet. I greet you and the sisters I know most affectionately, particularly Sister Anastasia and Sister Leocadia. I humbly ask your prayers. Sister Faustina. This was sent from Prandnik, the sanatorium. There is no date on it. Sister Faustina was in that hospital from April until September 17th, around 3 weeks before she died. It probably came close to the conclusion of her time in the hospital. Faustina thanks Justina for her letter, apologizes for not having written sooner, but says that she has been praying for her friend. She writes that praying for her is more useful than writing a letter. Faustina realizes at the end of her life that the few pleasant words that she can write in a letter are passing, but her prayers for her friend can call down important graces from heaven. She judges that Justina has made progress in her interior life. It is 4 years since her friend's final vows. How could Justina not make progress, having a friend like Faustina praying for her and encouraging her? Faustina realizes that the end of her life is near. She has sought to live her life for God alone. She calls on Justina to love Jesus with all her heart. She says this casts out all fear. Faustina feels that she has done nothing great for Jesus, but all of the little things that she did with love add up to a holy life. She says she always trusted in Jesus' love. Trust is the key. This is what gives permission to Jesus to fill us with his love and his mercy. She writes about God's mercy being immense and incomprehensible. There are hints of her supernatural life, but she says nothing explicitly. She writes about love transforming our lives. She rejoices at their long-time friendship, which has perdured despite the distance of time and place. Faustina writes that Jesus has been the link between them, as two sisters who are consecrated to him. And she calls on Justina to be a good religious until the end of her life so that she too will have a death that will be sweet. Faustina lived 33 years on earth. Justina was almost 81 when she died. No doubt she kept close to her heart all of the lessons that she had learned from Saint Faustina during her lifetime. Justina lived to see the opening of the beatification process of Saint Faustina. It must have been fascinating for her to discover through the years the depths of Saint Faustina's spiritual life and her extraordinary supernatural experiences, which she had kept hidden even from her friends in the community. It's also very beautiful that Faustina continued her correspondence with her friend even until the end of her life. Faustina is a friend to each one of us. Let's call on her and ask for her prayers and intercession. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find Saint Faustina's Diary in a Year. Remember, Jesus promised Saint Faustina in Diary number 1075, "Souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother." Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.